Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And my website's cowboy-wisdom.com. And my author's page is amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson. I'm going to talk tonight about life and how our life really become what it is because it's the path I've chosen. But it was also the parents I chose to come, or my parents chose me to be part of theirs. And really what I've learned and expanded into is that I got trained and bought in to society's pecking order and hierarchy, and I followed the path of being trained to be poor. And as I went through this, we got things taken away from us in the school system, life, just in general. And we become enamored with that is the only way life is lived. And that has become the biggest fallacy that I've ever experienced. And it's really become a fake and bake operation for me because I've really expanded into understanding. My parents, outside of giving me shelter and me buying into their beliefs and everything about them, really lowered me into the history of life. And see, that's something we live, is the history, school systems, life. We buy into the economic savvy of the world. And then when the economic savvy becomes enamored with control, we keep trying to stay inside the control. And this is something I've really expanded into and really opened up to. Everything that's been tried and true in life is a fallacy to the rest of us because it's time we really expand into being grand in ourselves and understand there is so much education out there now for free. And if you're willing to pay the abundance, but is there the abundance of wisdom? And not knowledge, not knowing, not this, wisdom. Because wisdom walks through every sense of the word. Wisdom walks unattached. And that's the name of my new seminars, is Walk in Wisdom. And as I walk in wisdom, I become brighter and bolder about many, many things in my life. And as I'm being bolder, I'm more willing to listen. See, the brain is trained by the infinity of what we've experienced and what we've been taught. And something I've really opened up to and admitted is we still live in the 1930s thinking. And we're really locked and blocked in 1930s thinking all the way through our lives because we have become afraid of something different. And what we've really become afraid of is what's happened in our lives. You know, we've had circumstances that we come and then we ask everybody in the world, oh, what am I to do and what am I supposed to do and how am I supposed to do this actually starts ingraining the pain of yesterday because we've become too afraid to expand out of anything because we stay stuck in thinking we have to know our way through life, which is a fallacy. It really opens up to this. We have to open up to understand that life deals us the lemons so we can make lemonade. Everything that's ever happened in my life has happened for the positive. But what I'm really afraid to admit is seeing the positive and experiencing the positive. And, you know, I pay a lot of attention to the coaching, the speaking, and all that out there. And what I'm really understanding is as we keep recycling limiting beliefs, and everything is being recycled and recycled and recycled until it can't have no more cycles. Then we buy into it because we do things and we say things and things happen. But what are we really buying into? We're buying into the crusty old of yesterday, and we're trying to rely on what we know and everything we've done to live a new life. And that is what recycling the knowing is. We just keep recycling and recycling. Then we become cold-hearted about everything. And then we stop living our dreams, and then we start buying into yesterday's mocking the stuck and everything. And I've done that. And how have you done that? How do we keep recycling limitations? And all we have is limiting beliefs. We change that belief, but we're still being taught limiting beliefs. And we still live in limiting beliefs, even though we think we don't. And we really do. And it's really about being afraid to expand out of every situation. Because we live in everything we know. And we stay in what we know. And everything we know is the limitations we live and breathe. How is that you? I know that's me. And when I untrain the brain from what I know, I open up my listening eyes to see the spry in me. To say hello. To all the good in my life. But life strives and arrives in wisdom. And we can open up to walk in wisdom, learn what we're doing, but not be attached to anything. That's the difference between knowing and... Because knowing is locking you in. But getting back to being my parents come through an age where they had nothing. I mean, 50 cents was a lot of money to them. And as I keep opening up to this to understand all that's going on, I really start expanding the wealth of who I am and the knowledge of what I got into a free flow of new. But you know, we really got to get a wisdom glow within us. And that's a galvanizing liveliness within ourselves. And that's where life has really expanded and really lived in a good way. And as we do this, life does go away. And everything we know becomes easier and better for us to experience. So what are we afraid to experience in life? Because we have a fear. Oh, we're afraid. Let's cut to the chase. What am I scared of in my life? And how is my scared being scared causing me to be afraid of my ability? Cut the crap. Unstrap the... Just cut the crap and get right to the chase to race to the finish line of success. And that is really where life has lived today. And you know, that's something that really opens us up. You know, got to write this down. I cut to the chase to race the untouched to the finish line of success. And what is success? The superstar utopian canonizing collaborating epiphanies, speaking sapience to the world to expand the world into success. So when you cut to the chase and you quit going through the drama and, oh, what I got to create, what I got to transform, I expand out of the situation, I expand into this, I energize this. See how simple that is? We quit playing the victim of change, heal, create, and transformation. They're the most conscious-minded words there is. It's expand, energize, and enterprise are internal words. It's about really unleashing your tenacity within you to cut your own cut the lies to fly, because it's inside us is where we're at. When you choose to take 100% responsibility for who you are, who's going to win that game of life? You, me, I. I am the winner. And if you start beginning to open up, there's no you in the world except in a personal conversation. In personal growth, there's no you. It's only I, me, my personal name. And that's where we strive in a new aliveness. Because winning in an aliveness allows me to win in my game of success. So what game of success do you choose to play today? That is the game that I choose to win at in every way. Because it doesn't always have to be somebody else's little game. It's always my game. My game to win, my game to play. So I just play it in a bold new way. But as I was getting back to my parents, outside of giving me a place to live and take care of me and give me a work ethic, and they did a very good job of that. The unlearning and being the selfish little brat I was me, nobody else. So that allows me to unwind my divine to fly in the intertwining, in the trine of my heart, soul, and spirit. So when I fly in the trine, how does that feel to you? How feeling does that feel? I fly in the trine of my heart, my spirit, heart, and soul. Because the soul and the heart and the brain is to be the listening to the new wisdom. But how do we get caught up in the moldy old and the dolts of the old? How are we afraid to let go, even though we think we're not? But how do we get caught up in trying to transform, change, heal, create, and we overthink the easy? I simply expand out of that. I let go. I clean the mind to shine the divine within me. It's a pristine shine too. It's just a bright glow of what I don't know that opens up the glow of my genuine omnipotence. And omnipotence is unconquerable. Omniscient is all wise. So how are you omniscient, omnipotent, and omnific all at once? The O's of life, the oomph of life, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnific. You're all, omnific is the greatest creation there is. So how would you like to be the greatest at being omnipotent, omnific, omniscient? And that is where we have to get. It's got to be an uncorruptible utopian vision that you see. And how are you uncorruptible? Incorruptible, vulnerable, unconquerable, just a person that's willing to step into the self-starter, self-esteem, to let it beam into the world. So what is it that you're afraid of? What are you scared of? We're scared of ourselves. More than anything in the world, we are scared of ourselves. We palaver around and we look at other people and we do this and we do that. But the one we're really scared to really be is me. So I choose to let go of that, opening out my heart supremacy, because I love my parents more now. They both have passed. I wish they was here, but they understand now. My parents brought me into a real, it's really a poverty conscious world, because they come out of the 30s in the Dakotas. And God bless them. They lived through that. I don't know if I'd have the courage, but yes, I would now, because they give me the courage. See, they actually give me the courage to live and expand through life. But one thing, I chose this, and I chose to look at it in a selfish, demeaning way. I really, really did. Rather than look at where I was at and all the grandeur I got to grow up with, I looked at something else. My family is the greatest thing in the world. Yeah, we got our challenges. That's what families have, is challenges to expand through. But what I didn't know is they did their best. I thought the world was against me because I was against myself. And that is the challenge we face. It isn't that anybody's against us. We're against ourselves. And that's the worst. That is the most challenging thing I ever have to experience, is understanding I'm the one against me. Sets me free to live my game of life my way. I don't play the game of life. I play the game of wisdom. I win in wisdom, waltz in success, swim in wealth. You know, what does that say? When you give yourself an image of what you have done, and gives you the power and the joy. See, success and wealth in them have to be tied to something you enjoy doing. Swimming, love that. The ocean. Ocean of opulence. Ocean of wealth. Mountains of money. How would you like to sit up top of the Grand Tetons looking over the Jackson Hole Valley there, or the Methow Valley in Washington State, or the Smoky Mountains? There is so much beauty in this world. We forget everything. We forget who we are and how omnipotent we are. You know, quit using words, oh, I feel good, I'm happy. Happy is a sappy situation, because it's an emotional state that can be altered in a heartbeat. And that is something that really has to open up in a new way also. So what are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Just what am I scared of in my life? Well, I'll tell you one thing I was scared of. I was scared of people wouldn't show up to my seminars and stuff. That was a lie I told myself. What I was really scared of, they would show up. We're always scared of the lack, but we're more scared of the abundance of everything. And that is something that's it will be in tomorrow's little saying, but what do you feel that you're lacking in your life? It isn't that you're lacking it, but you're afraid of having it. And experiencing it, enjoying it, relishing it, everything else that is life to be lived. So what freedoms do you think you'd like to enjoy today? What is it that you really choose to experience in a bold, beautiful way? It isn't that we're afraid of it. We just have no idea. So it's not that we have to be afraid of it. It's what are we willing to walk through? how are we willing to go into the big orchard of sour lemons and expand into everything we don't think is there? You know, the thing I've understanding now is life really emblazes new ways to play in a good, in a bold new way. But this is something that really is open. How are you living your parents' life without even understanding you are? How are you doing that? How are we afraid to be different than my parents? That is the challenge of life right there. But you know what's really greater? Is the fun we get to experience doing this. And life just happens. Life isn't a happenstance. Life is a flow of events to expand your wisdom. Really opens up . So how does that make you feel when you see, hear that life is a free flowing, is an experience of events? You know, life doesn't have to happen at all. Because when people give up, that's when they become disjointed with life, because they think life has been mean to them. But actually, life hasn't been mean to them. They've been mean to themselves. And so what does that do to you? Where does that take you? And how does that expand you in the internal? So what makes you afraid of life? What makes you different and more defiant to live your dreams and experience life your way? And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My writer's page with my books and my CDs are all on Amazon. My stuff isn't about the limiting beliefs and the limiting of this. Mine is about writing an image to fit the dream, to take the limiting beliefs out by putting a visionary vitality, making life a reality that you can live with and experience in a bold new way. And it just engages the inner sage within myself to page the world, the universe, and tell them I'm coming in a wonderful way. Because life is about the greatness that I choose to experience. It's the life you choose to experience. How does this, I choose to experience extraordinary wealth in every way. So how does this make you feel? And how does this make you do things that don't make life a real good thing? So it's about taking the limiting beliefs and quit concentrating on limiting beliefs and quit doing anything. But it's really about the engaging of yourself in your own dreams and feeling the plethora of prosperity that is waiting for you out there is the best way I know how to expand through life. It's quit talking about limiting beliefs. See, the coaching world and the spiritual world are stuck in the past and you have limiting beliefs. Yes, you do. But you got to get an image of prosperity that really opens the way to a new way of success. And it really allows life to play in your life is the liberty, innovation, and freedom to really understand that life never, ever deals you lemonade, sour lemons. It deals you lemonade to be processed into lionized luminary wisdom. And the more I understand wisdom, the better I feel, and the more I expand and really love life. And it's about the game that I'll never lose because I'll never quit. Quitters lose. Losers never quit. Winners never quit. But it's the ones that are stubborn and hard-headed that win the game of life and play in the field of prosperities to win in every way. But what is it that you choose to engage in? It's not about practicing. Practicing never wins. It's playing life in practice like there's a real winning game. And that is where life will be in a free-flowing way. But life never allows anything we don't understand gives us what we, life deals us what we don't know. It never deals us what we know. It's already done that. And it never will do anything more than that. Life is an uncertainty of certainty. And that is what life really says to me. What does life say to you? And that's why the recessions happen, because we keep using what we know. And that's why life will always be a free-flowing game of wisdom. But life doesn't always play that way. Life endangers, engenders life. But, and that is what, to me, without me knowing it, and I love my parents. So anyway, I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, Cowboy Wisdom Radio, Tuesdays and Thursdays. My website's cowboy-wisdom.com. My books are I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free, My Visionary I Am, Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, Flow in the Glow. My CDs are Money is My Friend. They're all available on Amazon. Expand your life. Write your life to the image and the dream. Don't light it in a limiting belief. As soon as you quit writing limiting beliefs, your life will expand. And really start opening up, because people like never, they change one imprint. You started changing the images in the mind, the subconscious, the whole life, and listen to the higher conscious. And that's what you got to train the brain, is to listen to the higher conscious and trust yourself. If I ever get there, I'll teach more of it, but I'm on my way well. Thank you, and good night, and God bless, and thank you all for being my listeners. And we will talk to you Thursday night with Phil Boyer. Good night.